Welcome to The Lord's Crusade, hosted by Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you will enjoy today's session. It's already in progress.
And we are doing, we're focusing rather on the perspective of the kingdom. And we actually covered Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Tonight, we'll take a look at Genesis 3. What we do is we look at that entire chapter, we pull out principles that reflect God's government, God's kingdom. And this is no different this week. We do know that when we read the third chapter of Genesis, it encompasses the fall of mankind. When Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, and there were some things that were lost. Tonight we're going to pinpoint one thing that they lost. And in order to know what we lost, we have to know what we had prior to the loss, or prior to the fall, what we carried, what God gave us. And we'll start off with what God gave us. There's so many different things that he gave us, and there are so many things that we lost. So tonight we'll take a close look at one of each. But I do encourage you to read the chapter for yourself, using some of the nuggets that are pulled out tonight. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will provide you with a lot of revelation on what's being shown here. I tell you, if you take a look, and some of you probably understand what I'm saying, if you take a look at the scriptures, you will see some things that you've never seen before when you look at it say, for instance, the second time or third time, different revelation, different meaning. And I really believe it's where you're at in your journey. The scripture hits you differently each time. That's one of the things I love about revelation through the Holy Spirit. All right. Also, I do encourage those who have been following the previous teachings. At the end of each teaching, I really focus on healing or wholeness in the area of viruses. We know we're in a season where usually people suffer from the flu, RSV, or COVID. And I've been speaking and declaring breakthrough and wholeness over those who are inflicted and would love to hear testimonies. It doesn't necessarily have to be you. You could be standing in proxy for someone else that you know that is facing this sickness, and you can repeat after me and speak for that other individual so that they can experience breakthrough. Okay, so let's kind of delve into the word tonight. I will talk about one of the things that we gained in creation, and that is God gave us his image and likeness. He gave us, I guess for starters, his image and likeness. And that's in Genesis 1 and 26. I think when we focus on Genesis 1 and 26, when God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness," to the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and he followed through, and that's exactly what he made. Of course, he created man in spirit form first, and therefore God is spirit, so we were made in his image and after his likeness, and also in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, in the image of, and likeness of the Holy Spirit. That is our makeup. That is our makeup. So when many begin to identify themselves as someone other than the Spirit, there is a problem, because you are not recognizing your true identity. Let me help you with that. There are songs, there are people that make this one declaration, and it's not true. This declaration would be, I'm only human. No, you are made up of spirit first. As we taught last week, Genesis 1 and 26, the spirit of man was created first in the image and likeness of God, who is spirit. But when we move to Genesis, I believe, 2, and in Genesis 2, I believe it's 2 and 7, when he breathed life, the spirit of life, into the earth suit that was formed from the dirt, then he became a living being, a human being. Human, the being is the spirit portion. Human being. So that is the one thing that we gained. Now, we lost the image and likeness of God during the fall. We were no longer out of his character. We were no longer carrying, I mean, we carried his attributes, but we did not display them because we accepted the fruit which from the tree of good and evil. And what took place was a transition in our mentality, a transition in the government that we supported, changed from the kingdom of light to the kingdom of darkness. You see how that worked? The kingdom of light to the kingdom of darkness. Now, let's talk about what we lost. Just one attribute that we lost. And that one attribute out of many that we'll take a look at is sonship. Sonship. We lost being a son of God. A son of God. So in the image and the likeness of God, we already discussed that, but let's take a look at it again. I go to Luke 3 and 38. There's a brief genealogy. And in chapter 3 of Luke, in the 38th verse, it says, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. So Adam is recognized as a son of God. But he lost that distinction when he crossed the line and entered the kingdom of darkness and became susceptible to the kingdom of darkness by disobeying God and eating of the fruit. Therefore, mankind suffered. Mankind lost sonship. But God, out of the character of who he is, who had grace and mercy, already had designed a plan in his divine wisdom for man to upright the apple cart that spilled over, to upright the issue of the fallen nature of mankind. And that plan was encased in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, who continues to be that perfect plan for every solution in the earth, as the model of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, as the model, everything that he did represents the kingdom and God's government. And therefore, if we follow his model, we become the sons of God. We follow his model. Everything that he did, we are quite capable of doing it because he's the perfect model. Don't stand in awe of the things that he did, because he even declared that we shall do even greater things by the Spirit of God. Okay? There's some revelation, since we covered those two pieces. There's some revelation I received when I was reading chapter 3 of Genesis. And I had never seen it before. And I think this is going to intrigue you. In verse 7, it says, "Then the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron-like girdles." Of course, we know this is Adam and Eve. After eating of the fruit, their eyes were open. They noticed that they were naked, and they created girdles made out of leaves, covering, that cover the loin area. Probably also, since it was a girdle, it might even have covered their posterior. But those areas, strategic areas, were covered. Now pay close attention to this. Now, first and foremost, there was no such thing as shame. Now, this passage says, they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves and made themselves apron-like girdles. And then in verse 11, God said to them, "Who told you that you were naked?" Naked never existed. There was no term for naked. The only way that they it was revealed that they were naked was that they ate of the fruit. Everything was perfect. They could have lived their whole life without clothes on, and God had no problem with that. But because they ate of the fruit that they were instructed not to eat of, their eyes opened to things that they were not supposed to see. And they created a girdle of leaves to cover those strategic areas. Now let's fast forward. Now this is what kind of blew my mind. I even had to share it with Veronica, and she had some really good insight as well. I got to find a passage. I want to say it's verse 23. Oh, verse 21. I'm so sorry about that delay. Verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. What is that saying? What is that saying? That the fig leaves, the girdle of fig leaves was insufficient. That's one thing it's saying. The second thing it's saying is that God, who is all sufficient, made a coat out of skins to cover their entire body. See, this was God's standard and not man's standard. Man's standard was, I think I'll just cover these strategic areas with the sex organs, with the posterior. Not sure if it was posterior, but at least the front. But God, in his righteousness, said, no, you're going to be fully clothed. I'll create a coat out of skins. Now, it didn't say what type of skin. Could have been leather. It could have been, who knows? But the main thing is that it covered the entire body. It's a coat. It's a coat. And we have to go by God's standard and not our own. The natural standard or the human standard was to get the fig leaves. But God always has a greater dimension. So we seek what God wants. We want to think like him. We want to operate like him. Because we are of his government. We are his creation. Now let me share a little bit about that. We are his creation. There are some that say we are all his children. That is not necessarily so. Because there's a such thing as the children of disobedience. And Jesus even declared that you must be born again to see the kingdom. Therefore, there is a second birth that has to take place. Yes, we are his creation, all of us, but to become his children, we must go through a process. We must enter the process of being born again to be in the household of faith. Yes, there's a such thing as knowing of God, but knowing him is different. Operating like him and representing him is different. Here's another thing, just switching back to the situation with Adam and Eve. And also in verse of chapter 3, verse 21, when God made coats of skins and clothed Adam and Eve, that was the first sacrifice. That was the first sacrifice. See how that worked? Adam and Eve committed sin, and God conducted a sacrifice. Here's the one that will blow your mind. He committed a sacrifice unto himself. A sacrifice unto himself. And this was a ceremony that continued because Adam and Eve's children, Cain and Abel, were conducting sacrifices. And of course, Abel conducted it properly. He followed the model of God. Cain did not. See, God set a standard once again, not just the covering of Adam and Eve, but he also set a standard for what sacrifice should look like. He modeled it to Adam and Eve, and they passed it on to their children. Abel got it, Cain didn't. Abel implemented it. Cain did not implement the proper sacrifice. Isn't that something? So that showed, and I guess I'm going to steal some of my wife's thunder. That showed two different kingdoms operating. The kingdom of darkness, which operates contrary to the will of the Father, and the kingdom of heaven, or kingdom of God, which is established in the earth, that operates according to the will, intent, and purpose of God. There we go. Now, there's a lot more nuggets inside of chapter 3, but we're going to shift now, and we are going to continue to declare breakthrough in the lives of people in the areas of viruses. Now, this is actually, let's see, today could very well be a day when people are experiencing symptoms of viruses. Let me tell you why. Yesterday in the Chicago area, it was 70 degrees. 70 degrees. Today, after overnight thunderstorms, the temperatures dropped 50 degrees. Today's high was, I believe, 34. So that was nearly a 50 degree drop. Here's a little fun note. I was out today at the store, and a guy walked up and says, "What happened to the weather?" I told him, I said, "Well, we forgot it was February, because traditionally February is cold, and today was near freezing. Usually in February is a lot less than 34 degrees, but that was quite a drop." So what I'm saying tonight is that there are people that may have symptoms of a virus, whether it's a cold, the flu, COVID. We're going to address all three, and we're going to address it in a different manner in which most people address it. Some people just say a long prayer, but I've learned from the model of Jesus that it doesn't take many words to accomplish what you need to accomplish. Pick up your bed and walk, Lazarus. Or Lazarus, pick up your bed and walk. Your faith has set you free. There's just so many short instances that when Jesus ministered breakthrough that he didn't have a lot of words. He operated in his delegated authority. And that's what we're going to do tonight. Let wholeness have its perfect way. And we declare that sinuses are clear. We declare that mucus dries up. We declare that airways are opened. We declare that breathing is clear. We declare that taste returns to the tongue. We declare that hearing is unstopped. We declare that health flourishes and your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, you see how strategic that was. The principle of how Jesus administered healing, he never talked about the problem. As you notice, I talked about the breakthrough. I saw the person that I'm talking to and about healed. For instance, clear airways. I didn't say unstop airways. I declare clear airways. I declare that taste returns to the tongue. Yeah. There we go. So what I would like to do now is those who have experienced a suddenly experience, which is a suddenly experience of breakthrough, we would love to hear your testimony, your account of what God did from the speaking dimension as we declared it, and the wholeness dimension as we declared it. All right. Well, next week, we will return with a look at chapter 4 of Genesis, and we'll dig deep, pull up some principles, pull up some nuggets, and share them among all of us. And if you have any feedback about the teaching, we would love for you to provide us with that. You can go to our Facebook page, Kingdom Now Ministries International, and post or inbox your feedback. We would love for you to reach out to us. All right. Well, thank you for your time. God bless you and have an awesome evening.
Thank you for listening to today's teaching with Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Have a great day.